Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz with you today. Colin Willow with us as we talk about a Farm Bill challenge to checkoffs. Back on that in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Talking to you today with Colin Woodall from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Colin, the Senate Farm Bill is hoping to be moved forward. One of the things I know is a very big worry for a lot of animal agriculture and really even all of agriculture, a bill that could change the way that checkoffs do business forever. A bill being offered by Senator Lee, Senator Booker. Tell me about this particular measure as far as give us some details about it.
So what this is Senator Lee, who's a Republican from Utah, and Senator Booker, who's a Democrat from New Jersey, have introduced legislation which would change all commodity checkoffs, all agriculture checkoffs, to prevent any organization that employs lobbyists from being a contractor to the checkoff. And as you had mentioned, this really is driven by HSUS and other extremist groups who are also funded by HSUS. It is concerning to NCBA for several reasons. One is we are the biggest contractor of the National Beef Checkoff, but the accusations that Senator Lee and Booker levy against us are ones where they make it sound like we are using checkoff dollars to lobby. That has not happened. All audits from USDA have concluded that has not happened, and it doesn't happen because of the firewall. So we have an activist group that is using two senators, one that has no connection to agriculture whatsoever with Senator Booker, and another one, Senator Lee, who hasn't even talked to his people in agriculture about this, moving forward with an HSUS-sponsored attempt to try to just hit NCBA, and then they're taking out all the commodity groups in the same effort.
Similar legislation was going to be considered on the floor of the House of Representatives during the Farm Bill debate, but was withdrawn by the sponsors at the last moment.
Now, that's right. So Congressman Dave Brad, who's a Republican from Virginia, tried to do the same thing. He prepared it. The House Rules Committee actually approved it for consideration, but he found out very quickly that the odds were stacked against him for success. So he stepped back from that and let the Senate decide to move with it. And that's what Senator Booker and Senator Lee are doing. They're taking their legislation. They have formed that into an amendment on the Farm Bill, and they have made it clear to the leadership of the Senate that they want to vote on that amendment. So what we're doing right now is making sure that all 100 Senate offices understand exactly what this does, why it's wrong, the fact that it's not supported by agriculture, in an effort to try to strike it down. We need to send a very clear signal that these two senators are wrong in their assumptions, they're wrong in their understanding of these programs, and that at the end of the day, these are not tax dollars being used to support these programs. These are producer dollars. And even today, 30 years after passage, we have 3 out of 4 producers who are still very happy with the way the checkoff works.
I guess in the case of the beef checkoff and really even the pork checkoff, these are the direct targets of the Humane Society in trying to battle animal agriculture.
They are. You know, Humane Society has made it very clear that they're after all of us in the livestock business. And I think if anybody had any questions as to their motives, it's this effort that makes it very clear. HSUS talks about the welfare of the animals. They talk about the dogs and the cats that are on their commercials. So if that is truly their focus, why are they spending time? Why are they spending resources? Why are they spending money pushing a checkoff amendment? That just shows that ultimately they're trying to make life harder for cattle producers and pork producers, and this is one way they feel that they're going to be able to hit us. So it truly does expose them for the frauds that they are.
NCBA's Colin Woodall, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard graze and grain wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.